This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Yeah. Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And originally, we were going to talk about life in the Stone Age. You know, with Stone Age tools. Why? Because there are a lot of disasters happening. There's a lot of, I think some of them are engineered. And if you look at Texas, if you look at Florida, if you look at Puerto Rico, you know, we've been talking about these things. By the way, gasoline in the corrupt state of Missouri, it's about $2.50 a gallon for unleaded regular. Oh, before the storms, we were looking at around $2, maybe $2.09. So gasoline has gone up about 20 to 25%. Diesel is now about $2.59 in Missouri. Used to be able to get it for about, $2.20. So it has gone up as well. And I have a feeling that the things that we talked about on this broadcast, materials going up because of supply shortages, I think we're going to see that as well when people figure out that they need plywood to rebuild their homes and OSB, oriented strand board, and 2x4 sixes and 2x8s and 2x10s and 2x12s and concrete blocks and concrete, sand, cement, mortar, tools, appliances, kitchen cabinets, sheetrock, sheetrock screws, nails, mud. The list goes on and on. All those lawnmowers that are destroyed from being flooded. All those cars whose interiors have been destroyed and the transmissions and the engines and the rear drive train and the constant velocity joints and on and on and on. All the damage because of the storms. And now, of course, it's great for the economy because, you know, we're going to be buying all new stuff. But where does all that old stuff go? Do we just throw it in the landfills? What do we do with all that? Do we recycle all those cars? Do we pawn them off on unsuspecting buyers? Is that what we do? Take a flooded car and say, no, this is low mileage. This is a cream puff. Is that what we do? And then the insurance companies, what are they going to do with all of these claims? I have a feeling they're going to try to escape as much of the payouts as possible. I also think that they're going to raise the rates for those who are still insured. And that's what they did to me at the farm. Our insurance rates on our farm policy went up maybe 50% in just a couple of years. And they said, it's because of Joplin. We had a tornado in Joplin, and because of that, Joplin, Missouri, that our insurance on our farm went up dramatically. And I said, oh, is our farm in Joplin? Because I didn't think it was.
No, it's in the
And they
same
said, no,
place,
but...
And good
but,
enough for them.
Yeah, and the state allows them to raise insurance rates for those who have not have damage, because we get to pay for all those claims in Joplin. I just despise insurance companies. I think it's organized crime. I really believe it is.
Racketeering?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So...
it's funny how, I'm making a joke here. It's funny how Italians are so quick to pick up on those sorts of behavioral patterns.
Yeah.
They've been dealing with them for a while.
And well, you know,
if you go back in history, mm-hmm. okay, 2,000 years, even here's it. I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and you know what this YouTube video was saying, that they'd actually done a historical and archaeological investigation of this particular place that had been utterly devastated 3,000 years ago in the Middle East. And guess what conclusion they came to? The Sicilians had been there. And I heard that, and I did the most massive face plant.
And I got to tell you,
their friends, the Sardinians, and everybody knows about the Sicilians. They forget the Sardinians are almost as bad.
I was on a long drive last night, a couple hundred miles, and I was in the vehicle with our son, and he was telling me about this military guy he knows, and he chats with him, you know, regularly. And this military guy told our son that he's really afraid of me. He's not afraid of our son, who's who competed, took, I think, third place in Disney's Wide World of Sports, you know, as a karate in fighting. And so this military guy's not afraid of our son. He's afraid of me. And I was talking to him about that last night. And I think what it is I have a reputation of being Italian. And that seems to carry the day. And people are really leery of me because of that. They don't understand who I am or what I'm like. But because I'm of Italian heritage, they want to stay away because they know that I just might go off half-cocked and they may be found, well, not found. They may just disappear, and that's the concern, really. And, you know, the reputation I have is that that I would go and do these hits on the East Coast, then I come back to Missouri, you know, wait till it cooled down, then I go back to business on the East Coast again. So I'd be a traveling hitman. And that's a reputation that I somehow have gotten. Okay, that's all right with me because, you know, it keeps people away from our farm. It keeps them from not stealing our animals. And I ran into one guy at the end of our road, and he was checking out a cow and a calf, and he saw this little calf, and that's maybe 200 pounds, so he was looking at putting that calf that was just born in his truck and driving off with it. That was my impression. And so my son approached him, and I approached him, and he looked at me, and he goes, "I've heard about you. You're the one who kills people." And so I've never met this guy before. He's from, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 miles away. Never seen him. And he's heard about me. He knows that I'm the one. In his mind, he thinks I kill people. So, I mean, that's the reputation I have. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to try to change anyone's mind. If they really think that and it keeps them away, so be it. So be it. I'm okay with that. I'm just not going to try to educate them. But I got to tell you, it prevents me, this reputation I have, prevents me from doing good. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Gwyneth. There's really good news in our message. And that is, we're not going to have to help very many people. We are not. Because there are so many people who don't get it, who are not interested, who are willing to go to ball games and get distracted by all kinds of minutia, that we're not going to have to help them. I was chatting with one of our instructors. Has a cell phone, and I don't know, the phone just dials someone. Does that happen to you? Okay, we've lost Gwyneth. But anyway, let me tell you the story, class. So I was on the phone. I got a call from one of our instructors, and she's going to come back on the air with us in the next several weeks. And she was telling me that she bought some property. And, okay, so we have Gwyneth back? Okay.
Yes,
so, Gwyneth, I was telling
there?
A story
I'm
about...
I'm back now. I missed whatever
great.
You said in the last few minutes. I must
okay.
have laughed too hard, and I got cut off.
Let me bring you up to speed. I got a call from one of our instructors who dialed me accidentally. They call it butt
yeah.
dialing here in the States. And she called and said, "Did you call?" And we called her back because she butt dialed and she wasn't there, so she called me back. But anyway, we were talking about preparedness-minded people, and so she bought this farm. And the farm is roughly a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile in, you know, a square. So it's about 40 acres. And she put in some infrastructure. She spent a lot of money getting this farm in shape. She built buildings, and she put in an area where people could bring in their RVs if and live there. So they had a waste system. They had water. They had electricity. They had all kinds of things on this farm. And she was looking for an individual or a couple who would, she travels a lot, so she was looking for a couple who would, or an individual who would be like caretakers, mow the lawn around the main cabin, those kinds of things, check the fence, make sure everything was operational. Not a lot of work. And in turn, whoever was the caretaker, or caretakers, would get to live there for free. No taxes, no utility bills. No, I mean, get to live a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile.
Yep.
Okay. So it was really kind of a simple thing. She couldn't find anyone, not a single person, who would be willing to do that, live for free on her farm. Nobody. And, you know, it's not like it would take 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, maybe one day a week would be spent cutting the lawn. Maybe another day, a different week, would be spent checking the fence. You know, that kind of thing. It was not a big deal.
Yeah.
There's only 5 acres of fencing, just 5 acres of area that would be manicured. She would provide the mower, the fuel, all that. No one was interested in helping her. So the point I'm trying to make is our lives are going to be a little more simple than we think they're going to be when there's a collapse, because we don't have to help people because they're not willing to participate now. I first thought it was 5% of us. When I first started talking about this, I said there's 5% of us. Revised my number downward to 3%. Revised it downward to 1%. Now I think it's one in 1,000. So let's talk about the Stone Age and what it's going to be like, you know, after the fall of society. Gwyneth Isaacs, we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, just as a quick side note, I want to give you a compliment. I got a call over the weekend by Sunny Skidmore, and she's an owner of KLID AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So that radio station, the one that Sunny Skidmore owns, KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, is an affiliate. What that means is they pick up our broadcast and broadcast it the same day, a little later. And she's assigned us drive time, which is their most popular slot, and the best slot that they have. She's given to us, and we've had it for years, and that's because she likes what we do. But she called me this weekend to specifically compliment you. And she said that
nice.
You do a great job. Yeah, isn't that
you
nice?
You mentioned that in the email, but I was kind of blushing a bit, I think. So I didn't say all things already.
Isn't that nice?
It's lovely.
Isn't that nice that she recognizes what you're doing? And then I filled her in a little bit more, and I said, you know, it's pretty darn difficult for Gwyneth at times, because there are times when, while she's not broadcasting with a computer, you know, I'm sitting in the studio and I've got a bunch of computers running and screens and I've got lights, and I said it's a little different because she's off the grid, and she doesn't have solar power in the middle, at midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning when she's broadcasting with us, her local time. So she's using these solar-powered lights. It's dim, and she just can't run to the computer and power it up because she's out of electricity at that time. And I explained that, and she was really, really impressed with what you've accomplished, how you do it, your breadth of knowledge, your depth of knowledge, your education, and she thinks you're just great. So I just wanted to let you know that that comes from a lady who is at the highest level of her game. And why am I saying that? She's not just some gal who owns a radio station. She's been a broadcaster. She's been on the microphone. She's met some of the absolute greatest of the greats in terms of the recording industry. She's met them. They've been at a radio station. I'm talking about the greats, the country western greats. She's been around for decades, so she's seen a lot. And for her to make that compliment is really, really saying something. So I wanted to share that with you. Okay.
Oh, thank you for that, Vincent. Anyway.
Well.
On to the
and thank you
age.
For what you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yep. A lot of people have this misconception because of what we're taught in the schools, that we've actually, that we started in the Stone Age and that we, developed from there. But actually, you might have figured out by now that most of what is taught in our school system is not, in fact, the truth. Most places where you get Stone Age societies, there's evidence that they actually came originally from a much higher level of technology. Like, for instance, the Australian Aborigines, okay, are typically referred to as being a modern Stone Age people, even when they have, like, modern-type technologies. They are capable generally today of going out if they want to, which often they don't, because usually, they've been unfortunately afflicted by drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction. So they're capable of going out and living in the bush for extended periods and surviving in the Australian outback, but often they simply don't want to because it's all too hard. But nevertheless, there's some things about their technology that are absolutely extraordinary and have clearly come from somewhere else. The one I'm primarily thinking of at the moment is the boomerang. And, boomerangs identical to Australian Aboriginal boomerangs have actually been excavated from Egyptian tombs. I don't know if you realize that or not. But there are also, Egyptian tomb paintings of people hunting 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 years ago using boomerangs to hunt game in ancient Egypt. And from my research, I tend to believe that the Australian Aborigines descended from, at least the ones in Western Australia, actually descended from the Somalians.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, we were talking about the Stone Age, and you were teaching us about some myths that we've been taught really aren't true. Please continue.
Okay, basically, and the pattern through history has tended to go from, you know, being a highly advanced technological empire, and at the end of the cycle, what happens? The empire breaks down, the trade routes go away, and some key commodity that was absolutely vital for, you know, for that society to function goes away because the trade routes go away. You've got, you know, at that stage in history, what tends to happen is rampant highway robbery, which I would say we are at that point now, definitely. The highway robbers, of course, in our case, being the blue team, to the point where it's simply not safe even to use ordinary roads anymore. And societies tend to, at that stage, get more and more and more localized. And also, depending on what part of the world you're in, apparently what is becoming a problem in some parts even of Western Europe is wandering bands of literal Bedouins. That means Muslims. maybe not from the Bedouin tribe, but with the Bedouin attitude of they see your caravan or they see your vehicle and they get this idea in their head that their vehicle ought to be that your vehicle ought to be their vehicle, and then they carjack it. And that is actually happening in Melbourne now. In that case, it is, incidentally, Somali and African gangs, Sudanese and Somali gangs, doing that. You know, something, we're at that stage, just after that point, it goes into Stone Age. Okay? It's historically, every time in history, we are at the fall of Rome. And after Rome fell, Britain went from being a reasonably sophisticated, nice place to live within just a few years to being Stone Age Britain. Okay? In such a world, it's not the same world. Certain skills that you never thought that you would need become absolutely vital and necessary. One of them is how to make fire from scratch without lighters, without matches. Okay? Unless you're in a really, really dry place, and unless you've got a high degree of experience, do not attempt to start a fire by rubbing two sticks together because it just doesn't work unless you have a great deal of skill and have been doing it for a long time and really, 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 really know what you're doing, and you'll wear yourself out. The best way to start a fire easily without the use of lighters and without the use of matches is to use a flint of some description. And probably, unless you have a good flint mine around where you live, the best thing to do is go and buy a supply of commercial camping flints at your camping store now while you are able to, because they do run out eventually. Okay? And it's within probably about 2 or 3 hours of just sitting there with a pile of tinder and with a flint and with a knife, you'll be able to figure out how to start a fire pretty well first time every time. It's by far the best way to get a fire started. If you have a little bit more technology, what you can do is you can get a... by the way, I have used these methods. Other people can use these methods, subject to their own research and risk. Okay? Just so I'll have to put that disclaimer in here. You can start a wire, you can start a fire with a battery. Okay?
Yes.
I'll tell you my technique. that this is at the bottom of my list of, getting a fire started. So it's one of the last resort methods. You get a 12-volt car battery. You get a set of jumper leads, okay? You get something like a tuna fish can or a sardine can. You pour some gasoline into the tuna fish can and you put a piece of cotton rag into the gasoline so that the gasoline soaks its way all through the, all through the rag. You do not attempt to spark gasoline. That is a very, very bad idea. But if it's soaked into the rag totally so that there's no puddling of gasoline at the bottom of the tin, that is reasonably, safe, in inverted commas. Okay. What you do is you get the jumper leads on the car battery, and probably best if the car battery is not attached to your car. You spark them very close to the gasoline rag, not on the tin, okay, just near the rag, and the whole thing should erupt immediately into flames. You have a set of pliers handy by. You have your kindling, your tinder, and your large wood all ready to go before you do the, the sparking. And you can actually do that same method by hooking up a negative wire and a positive wire even to a cell phone battery, and you can spark it from that, okay? But like I said, that is a fire-starting method of last resort. It's probably a really good idea now to go out and buy a bunch of lighters. Okay, ordinary cigarette lighters, even after they are no longer any good to use as a lighter, you'll find they have a small flint in them, and you may be able to use that flint together with the mechanism to create enough of a spark to get something flammable going. And it may not be, tinder. It may be something like alcohol soaked in a rag or something like that, okay? You need to have creativity. You need to have imagination. You need to learn how to use your wits and think flexibly, okay? And if you can do that, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever getting a fire of some description started, okay? And when you've got fire, life is just so much easier. The other vital tool, I would say, is an axe of good quality, a metal axe. If you're going back to the Stone Age, it's best not to have to go completely back to the Stone Age where you're having to make a stone axe, okay? The first thing that happens with Stone Age societies and unreached people groups, is the first thing that they notice when they see the Westerners come, they don't notice anything else except for the machetes, the knives, and the axes. Okay? As soon as they see the machetes, the knives, and the axes, they want one. It shows these are kind of important technologies. And pretty soon, within a year or so, the local stone axe manufacturer has gone out of business because everybody's got a metal axe, They're really, really important for a bunch of reasons. We had our axe break recently. We went back to cutting the wood with a chainsaw and wrecked the blade of the chainsaw within about 3 weeks, simply because the wood that grows around here is called ironbark, and it's called ironbark for a very, very, very good reason. It's so hard. It wrecked the chainsaw blade within 3 or 4 weeks. But I know from past experience, I've used axes here Well, basically, since we've gotten here and we're only on to our third axe in 4 years. So, and it's the handles that tend to go rather than the axes. So actually, probably you could put a new handle onto the existing axe, but I chose to get a new axe this time and think about getting a handle for the other axe later. Mm-hmm. And I'll do that because the other axe happens to be a block splitter. That's the second technology you should get now. The third technology is one that you need to learn, okay? And that is how to tan skins. And if I had to pick one technology, if I knew that within 10 years that, which I'm pretty well convinced is going to happen because it's beginning to happen now, that the transport system goes away, that the just-in-time delivery system goes away, that means there's no supermarkets, that means that there's no eBay anymore, there's no whatever other online supplier that you have, there's no big box stores. That one technology that would be vital would be tanning. Making leather and making furs from the skins of live animals. And if you can do that, you have got a trade, for one thing, you've got a tradable commodity. Furs have always been tradable. And for another thing, you will be warm and you will be clothed. And together with tanning, I would also say, of course, leather tooling and leather working, okay? And you can make any number of tools, clothes, shoes, bags, etc., 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 if you know how to do leather working. And that is truly ancient technology.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to find Gwyneth Isaacs on the internet, just go to USAprepares, USAprepares.com. And there's a link to her on page one and also on the instructors page. And that will take you to her Facebook page. And that will provide you with more information about just exactly who Gwyneth Isaacs is. And Gwyneth, we were talking about the Stone Age, and we were talking about the importance of fire. And it absolutely is important. We heat our house with wood, and so do you. We don't go and cut trees that are alive. We cut, once in a while, if they're in the way, if they've just, they're in a trail that we have that they've just shown up, you know, we might cut little saplings because they're in our way of moving cows and equipment and so forth. Other than that, we just pick up dead trees that have already fallen, and we cut them up and put them into the fire, and we heat our house with that wood, and we heat our hot water with that wood.
Yeah.
So to us, yeah, a fire is very, very important.
We do the same thing. And with the type of forest that we have, yellow box, grey box, a type of Australian eucalyptus, and so is the ironbark tree. And these are the three species that dominate in this forest as the canopy. And the thing with all eucalyptus trees, they all drop branches. The trees in this forest, some of them are many, many, many hundreds of years old. Some of them have been cut down to the stump and have actually reshot from the stump into a tree of considerable dimensions. So that's really handy to know that they will do that. Of course, it's not probably not good to do that repeatedly, to cut a, you know, a tree with a diameter of 1 meter down to the ground and have it, you know, regrowing. But they recover and they drop branches. It just means that if there's a high wind, you stay out of the forest. Because if you don't, then you might find that something falls on your head. And that something might be of quite a considerable weight. You know, that some of these branches that fall, they're 12 inches in diameter or even greater. That's how big the trees are. And that's just the branch, you know. But it means that, you know, these are the sorts of things. We know this. I'm now used to living in this landscape. I've been here for, oh gosh, this is my 5th year here. You get to know the patterns of the place that you're in. If you're going to do this, you need to get into this landscape now. Another thing that I do, which is what Stone Age peoples all across the world have done, you need to start wildcrafting food. That means growing the food in a very naturalistic kind of way, okay? Aboriginal peoples all over the world, they would get nourishing roots. Okay, they would dig up the plant at a certain time of year when the plant is basically dormant, cut off a section of the root and plant back in the ground a section of the root, usually with a piece of root and an eye attached to it. Okay, and they would generally say something like a prayer like, please allow me to take of you. That I might have food, know you're appreciated and loved. Thank you, God. Thank you, Earth, for providing me with this food. And that's what it, that was usually woman's work. That generally provided the starch staples. And it meant that they could go back to the place, the same place, year after year after year after year. And one thing that I'm doing is actually cultivating known starch staple food that I can cultivate and use in this way, and learn how to hunt, learn how to fish, and learn how to trap, and learn all of these things now, even if it's just on a hobby basis, because one day you will need these skills. And that's the end of the broadcast.
It is, it is. And now is the time, while we still have the tools.
Absolutely.
While we still have the electricity.
Make your mistakes now.
Yeah. Gwyneth, thanks so much.
Yep.
Class, I'll see you next
I'm
Tuesday.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.